At what age are hickeys no longer okay? When you just say, okay, enough is enough. I'm 40.
they become a little unprofessional at times, for right. sure.
Is it cool to be walking around the office with a hickey? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to say it's probably a bad look unless you own a number of turtlenecks.
Very embarrassing.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What a great question, though. All right, let's break it down. Take a listen to this. Hi, guys. Can you please share this, but do not say my name. I was seeing a guy for a very short amount of time, and last Thursday night, we went on a date. Afterwards, we started kissing, and next thing I know, he's attacking my neck. He just started sucking on my throat and ended up leaving a massive hickey. I had to go into work on Friday, and even with all the foundation I put on, you could still see it. I even had a coworker comment on it. It was beyond embarrassing. What is wrong with people, and why would someone who's 34... still think it's okay to give someone a hickey? Now I have to go to the gym, I have to go to work, I have to visit family, etc., with a hickey on my neck, and I'm just so turned off. Anyone who gives you a hickey that is over 16, it's an automatic breakup. Please spread the word. All right. I can't say her name, but she's pissed.
She's absolutely shaking pissed. So,
when's the last, how old were you? Because we know you're 30 now.
Yeah.
Last hickey you got?
I mean, more recent than you think. I hate it.
I'm assuming it's in a place we can't see.
No.
Where?
It was on my neck.
When?
I mean, I do a very good job at hiding them. I mean, I would never, ever... I was actually really pissed. I was shaking pissed, if I'm being honest.
When?
I was like, are you... This was like a month ago, maybe.
Oh.
And I was like, ugh.
Oh, God.
Don't do that.
Is the us.
Don't do that. And then I had to tell everyone I burnt myself with my hair straightener. Classic.
And it's never the hair straightener. Anyone know if that spoon trick still works?
No, it doesn't, because I tried it.
What do? You freeze a spoon?
You put the spoon in the freezer, and then you wait till it gets cold, and then you take the spoon in a circular motion.
Right. When I was 18 in high school, I accidentally gave my girlfriend a hickey, and her father had words with me. And he goes, listen, I also was 18 once, but never again, young man. You keep it in your pants, and I don't want to have this conversation again.
So
and I said, yes, sir. But in my defense, your daughter initiated it.
Right, of course. So I'm sure that's exactly what he wanted to hear.
It was your daughter.
I was 18. No, I was 17. And same situation. But mine was a little different because nobody knew I was hooking up with anyone, especially girls.
Oh, especially, yeah.
So I show up to a pancake breakfast fundraiser with a neck brace on. And they're like, what happened? I was like, I fell. Like, it literally looked like I was mauled.
I was pushed down the steps.
I was wearing turtlenecks for weeks. It was literally August.
Who did that to you?
It's not worth mentioning.
They did some serious damage. You had to go to a pancake.
It was a crime of passion.
You had to go to a pancake breakfast
with a neck brace. I was slinging flapjacks with a neck brace. My parents were like, what happened?
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't know.
Let's go to our intern, Hannah. Hi, Hannah. All right, so you're 21, you're in college, you're probably getting all hot and heavy. All right, let's not get
heavy
creepy.
Heavy petting.
Tell me your thoughts on hickeys. Go.
I'm so anti-hickey. I don't want to go to class and see bruises all over your neck.
It's trashy.
It's just trashy. I knew this one girl whose neck was like literally black and blue. Yeah. Not covering it up at all. Just going to class without any foundation, without any turtlenecks. I was like, oh my God, guys. Like, I can't believe this happened.
Tell me about the first time you had sex without telling me about the first time you're having sex.
Wait, she wanted people to see.
She wanted people to say.
So weird. And she came up to me and I had to be like, are you okay? I thought she was injured. I was
You thought she was a DV victim.
Yeah, I was like, let's talk about this. And she's like, okay, let's. No, that's not what I meant. Disgusting.
Oh my God.
When's the last time you got a hickey, Hannah? Go.
was like 17. And then my mom saw it and she had to talk to me about my choices.
yeah. Nothing's more uncomfortable than that. Listen, if you get a hickey past the age of 22, it's just a massive inconvenience.
It's definitely an inconvenience. Because there are some people like Hannah's friend over there that it's a badge of an honor. They don't want to hide it. Let's go over to Licky.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say Licky.
Where is your mind right now?
Let's go over to Lori. It's like, let's go over to Licky. Lori says hickeys are never okay. They're the fastest way to possibly look trashy.
Mm-hmm.
I asked at what age is it no longer acceptable to give or receive a hickey, and Nicole just replied with, the age where you get a job. So, yeah, 16. My boyfriend and I are both 29. We've been together for a year. Age does not matter. For me, it's a matter of marking my territory, and I could care less if my boyfriend gives me a hickey. I wear it proudly, and so does he. You're so full of crap. Marking your territory.
I hate that.
It sounds like you're a little insecure.
This person says, it's never acceptable. They are trashy and absolutely disgusting. A hickey on the neck past 16, yucky. However, hickey somewhere hidden that only me and him can see, kind of hot.
Yeah, the back of the knee.
Oh, God.
So when I was 20, I had to do a club night with the radio station. You know, I was hanging banners. I was part of promotions team.
Yeah.
And I ended up, this girl at the club in the DJ booth gave me a massive hickey. Well, long story short, that night, the van gets broken into at the radio station.
Classic.
Well, who do they send to go talk to the police? So I got to talk to the police, and I got this giant hickey on my neck.
Yeah, the guy choked me out. I don't know. Yeah,
so embarrassing. And they commented on it. What happened to your neck? I was like, I don't
remember her name.
I don't know. What am I going to say? Oh, I don't know. I burnt it on a cigarette. It was just so embarrassing because I was pissed that she did that. But you're young and dumb, 20 years old. What are you going to do? Oh, and Doug says it doesn't matter what age you are. Just be grateful if you're a man that any woman would be willing to do that to you. Must be nice.
Oh, not the must be nice guy. Rick, there's plenty of options for you. Plenty of fish.
Doug.
Only.
Doug.
Doug.
Douglas, good luck out there, buddy. Like Breezy says, there's someone for everyone. And just so we all know, we're all in agreement that hickeys are totally trashy, yes?
Disgusting.
Keep it in your pants. Or in your mouth.
Oof. Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
Number one hit music.